This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the News Talk Review, the talk radio review with luminaries such. We have a regular cast that kind of alternates here and there. We have Jennifer Horn with us, who's from the DJV program and also does mornings in L.A. on CARE L.A., the morning answer. So she's going to add her 2.5 to 3 cents worth of information and thoughts on what's going on.
Maybe even four if you're lucky today.
Some of these stories on the talkers list for the week of October 7th to the 11th. Talkers Magazine creates this list every week, which we use as the overview for our conversation here, so you know what's been going on around the country if you're following the format. Carefully, you know what's going on pretty much anyway, but we put it in order from number 10 to number 1. Also joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we'll start at the top because Jennifer has limited time. I noted that the president, as we, you know, the presidential elections, number 2, the stories about Trump and impeachment, number 1, again this week. So the president was not reserved when he was at that Minneapolis rally this week, talking about the various people who are not necessarily his allies. Jennifer, how's that for being positive?
It's being positive. Actually, okay, so as the Trump supporter here at the table, I would say it was one of his best rallies that he's done in a long time. I know for people who are not Trump supporters, it probably
the weather was certainly not on his side. It was awful.
Well, the weather wasn't. And the story that's not getting a ton of media coverage are the protests that happened outside the rally. There were groups of people that showed up. Antifa was there, and they were throwing...
Antifa
is a group of far, far left socialists, essentially, that show up to these rallies in black masks. You'll see them. They dress up in black, and they...
So supporters of Omar.
I don't even know if it's fair to say that. Yeah, no, they're just...
I don't know who they are. That's why I was going to ask
they're
the
really...
Never heard of them before.
Far left
socialists. They're disruptors.
They are.
They're disruptors, effectively.
And they showed up throwing urine at people.
Hold on
they were calling cops.
Victoria, you don't think Omar is a disruptor?
I think she's a member of Congress.
She's a disruptor, though. You don't think she's,
she's a member of Congress.
I understand that. But
the same thing could be said about Trump.
A disruptive member of Congress. Yeah, you absolutely could say that about
president.
Trump. Yeah, we're not talking about the president. We're talking about Omar. The president
is a disruptor. I think she represents her district, and she kept quiet. She didn't tweet back at Trump. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah. She should have spoken out against the protests, but a lot of times you'll find people like Omar who are on the progressive side of the Democrat Party that will give a little bit of safe space, safe haven for Antifa. These are not protests that are peacefully done. They're protests that are based in violence and intimidation.
A lot of anger.
And
there
were
protests on both sides, I think we should say.
Right, but the ones that protests are not the problem. It's protests where people are ripping hats off of people's heads, burning them, throwing urine at them. Those are the people that are in Antifa that are violent and it should be dealt with seriously. And they really should be in my mind, they should be called a terrorist group because that's what they are. But
well, I have never. This is educational because I've never heard of them before.
They're being ripped off both sides,
right.
According to the report.
That doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying, hats were being ripped off both sides. Both supporters from both sides were ripping hats off.
In any case, Antifa means anti-fascist, which is not necessarily...
Ironic.
Yes. Yeah, it's really very... Ironic. It's based in irony. That's right.
All right. So we have that situation with the president. I suppose we can in terms of the impeachment inquiry, take a minute for Rudy Giuliani and maybe a moment of silence for his friends.
Can we just enjoy the moment that he has two henchmen called Lev and Igor?
I know. The names are fantastic.
Because it's just wonderful.
Yes, I would say that was worth at least a moment or two. Yes, Lev and Igor, please stand up and take a bow. Congratulations. All right, so anyway, other than that, Giuliani and his cronies and Trump and his cronies and all these, I just look at all of these names. It's all becoming a blur for me anyway. What about the rest? Because I don't enjoy this kind of talk. This is not my brand of talk. Most people who know me and listen to what I do on the radio, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like arguing and yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering and pointing fingers. However, I think it, in circumstances where I was just mentioning what was going on with at the rally, I think that Omar is needs to be called out. I think some of these other people need to be called. It's kind of like the time on the other side when the Republicans are always talking about family values, and most of the people that get caught with their pants down with people that they ought not to be with are Republicans. It's a, you know, it's the same. It's an equal opportunity. It's just the
there's a reason people go into Congress worth about $10,000 and leave worth $14 million. There's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, follow
Peter
the
Schweitzer wrote Peter Schweitzer wrote a great book about that and how these people in Congress, even Elaine Chao's father, making millions of dollars off China, and you notice that her husband, Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden softens his view on China. It is not unlike what happened with Hunter and Joe Biden. Not that Hunter did anything illegal, but it's just unseemly. And I think that's the problem right there.
The bank of Trump's not doing badly either.
It's all optics. Whatever. And Trump is doing
it. It's very sad. I mean, the people who are actually doing the work are people who are not in politics, who are just quietly doing the work. We don't know their names.
Yeah. Well, that's true with the whistleblower anyway. What is the latest on the whistleblower? You want to give us 60 seconds on that, Jennifer?
Did some consulting with Joe Biden. We now know that the candidate, the Democrat candidate, that the prominent Democrat candidate that the whistleblower had access to, it's being reported, is Joe Biden. So that makes it easier to even more easy, I think, to poke holes in the story of the whistleblower who is now offering to testify in writing to Congress. I'm sure the Democrats would eat up that idea because the lawyer that was given to him by Adam Schiff, former Clinton-tied lawyer, will help him draft all of his answers so that the Republicans will have no way to push back or ask any questions. So most likely the whistleblower will probably testify at some point, but will do it in writing, which is part of the process. It's not very fair.
No.
There is more than one whistleblower. The second whistleblower has firsthand knowledge, and I don't know which lawyer you're referring to exactly.
Mark Zayed.
I know Mark Zayed well. He's a man of utmost integrity. He's represented whistleblowers across the board from all sides of the spectrum. And anybody can access Mark Zayed. You could access Mark Zayed if you wish to blow the whistle on any of your employers. So knowing Mark Zayed, I won't accept any smears against Mark
Zayed. I'm not trying to smear the lawyer. I'm saying that Adam Schiff referred, the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff first, Victoria, and that's the problem. The whistleblower.
But the way you said it, there was an implication. And
well, he
I'm
is
not
tied to Hillary
it.
Clinton. And,
I'm not accepting that there is anything that can be said against Mark Zayed that he has connections with somebody and that therefore the implication is that that might affect his work. Mark Zayed is an independent lawyer who represents whistleblowers. That's what he does. He'll represent you.
Good. Okay. Well, then I'll give him a phone call when I need to blow the whistle. But in the meantime, to suggest that this is anything but politics is pretty laughable.
All right. Victoria That's Jones, true. Jennifer Horn, Rick Jensen on the Talk Radio Review, 15 past the hour. Now that you have helped people listening to this program and others that I am involved in, you've helped build MyPillow into the absolutely fabulous, amazing company that it is today. So, Mike Lindell, who is the chief at MyPillow, wants you to have something that will help you that you don't have to pay for. It's BOGO time. Y'all know what BOGO time is? Sounds like something you do only on Friday night. You can get deep discounts. All my All-Pillow products, go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener specials. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. All right, you pay for one, you get two. Any MyPillow, any one of the MyPillows, you can buy the first one, and the second one comes to you without cost. Deep discounts also on other MyPillow products, the mattresses, the toppers, the sheets, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you've got. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
All right, let's get to number five this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine Talk Radio Review with Rick and Victoria. Doug, the focus on PG&E, the blackouts in California. This is a god. This is a damnable.
Whoa, it is.
It is.
It's true. Well, no, Doug, a listener of mine called the show the other day and said they were so angry at ABC News because they left out a really salient point, and that is that PG&E reportedly, I don't think it's been proven yet, though, cutting out people's power, not just for safety, but to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars of these unsightly lawsuits. It's cheaper to shut off people's power than to pay the lawyers and hundred millions of bucks of lawsuits. The guy did make a suggestion. He says, why don't they just dig holes where the high power transmission lines are outside of the neighborhoods and just bury those like that? And I thought,
I don't think
I said that when I first came to this country as an immigrant 500 years ago. Why aren't the lines underground?
Right.
I have a two-word answer for that. You ready?
Yeah.
Gopher Haggis.
Well, the environmentalists don't want to do it, disrupt it. Right, some of this stuff. There are 275 wildfires that are burning this weekend in California. The gusty winds. The Sandalwood fire was caused by somebody burning trash, a moron behind his house burning trash. That's what started the Sandalwood fire. Now there are hundreds of others. It's craziness. It is. 21 after the hour also here on the Talk Radio Review.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
833-700 here to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The reason you're listening, I'm expecting, is because you are a fan of the format. So we have with us outstanding talk radio folks like Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What do we make of the Matt Lauer allegations? This is number six this week, by the way, on the countdown. It doesn't sound like this is new because he had relations with this woman in other circumstances. She's the reason that he's gone. So how is
she
this?
She is
just
the reason that he's gone. Well, I'll tell you why. There's some very interesting things here. First of all, Catch and Kill. There's only one chapter apparently in this book about Matt Lauer. That most of the book is about NBC News executives and about the which has got them scrambling.
Who wrote the book? I've forgotten who wrote the book.
Ronan Farrow, the investigative journalist.
Oh, the guy who started all of this, right?
Okay. Oh, yes, very good. Most of the book is about NBC News execs and about how they enabled and basically. Maybe covered this up to some extent. And there was an explosive phone call with the chief NBC news exec this week and with NBC journalists, including people like NBC's justice correspondent, people like that, in which they got to ask him questions. Of course, the call was leaked to the media afterwards. But fascinating questions. And the NBC top NBC news exec was not frank and not forthcoming. Well, you've got real journalists there, and they asked follow-ups, and they were really tough on him, and they are furious. There is fury that NBC may have enabled and covered up for Matt Lauer. So it's not just about Matt Lauer allegedly raping this woman and then Matt Lauer coming back and saying, oh, well, we had a relationship, which she says, no, we didn't. Yes, there were several further incidents, but I was terrified for my job and I dreaded them and I felt deep shame afterwards. What he's saying is a complete lie. And more of his victims have come out and said, this is exactly how he does it. This is exactly how he tries to manipulate situations.
So he's a
predator. This man is filth. Yes, he's a predator.
Yeah. And yet he has that nice, pleasant, all-American look to him and smiles at all of the people that are working with him. I thought the way, I saw some video of the way that Hoda and, what's the other lady's name who's on the Today Show with her? Shannon, Susan?
Yeah,
Savannah.
They were saying that they were so surprised to see this other door open of Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer reportedly was at a restaurant, some expensive place in New York. Reporter caught this exchange between him and some women at a table. He said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon. This will all blow over." Yeah, I don't think
so. How long ago was that?
It's a few months ago. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
But this is the kind of hubris you get from someone like this, you see.
Right, exactly. I would equate it to a point, although it's not, it isn't the same story, the reasons for it, but Colin Kaepernick, I think, who, there are a lot of people who think he should just, why doesn't the NFL just get a team to put him on and see if he really can play, and then that puts an end to all of the other stuff that surrounds him. With rumors, innuendo, suggestion, can he play? No, can't play. He's only trying to do this to make money, make noise, blah, blah, blah. But he still is blacklisted by the NFL. So I'm using that as an example because Lauer will be blacklisted and appropriately so. This is he maybe one of the worst in this. He's in the Weinstein category, it would seem. Isn't he? That, I mean, it's almost
yes,
bad.
And the book alleges that they also tried. They also went to sort of cover up the Weinstein and blocked that.
All right. When we continue on the talk radio review, why can't we all just be friends? It's 28 past the hour.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
I remember watching my grandmother spend hours doing housework, like washing dishes, doing laundry, and hanging it out to dry. They called it Laundry Day, because that's how long it took. Labor-saving appliances were among the great advancements of the last century, especially washing machines and dishwashers. They freed generations of women from the drudgery of such chores. By 1983, dishwashers could finish in 30 minutes, and laundry took less than an hour. Then, the government began regulating water and energy use. Congress adopted federal standards, and today's appliances take three times longer. Now, many people wash and dry things twice, so they're not saving water or energy. The government ought to tend to its own dirty laundry and leave mine alone. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are accelerating their impeachment push with new subpoenas. The president reacted at the Values Voter Summit in Washington.
Now it is the outrageous impeachment. Look, impeachment. I never thought I'd see or hear that word. With regard to me, impeachment, it's a witch hunt. It's based on a single phone call of congratulations to the president of Ukraine, which they fraudulently mischaracterized to sound absolutely horrible.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden is now voicing his full support for the impeachment.
Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts. To preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity, he should be impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey, Bugsy, you're the news about Vinny.
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Time for us now to continue our overview of the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week at this time, we have several folks who are prominent in the talk radio world come together to talk about the stories and the people that are on the list as we have time. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Time of day, you're on middays, as I recall, on WDEL.
Noon to four.
Okay,
it's a long shift, man.
Oh, baloney. It's not a long shift.
It beats digging ditches for 6 hours. I've done that way in the past. This is easier. Thank you.
Shoveling manure on my farm, all of that good stuff. Victoria Jones, who's actually seen my farm, Rick, you haven't done that, but you come along. You can help me shovel.
I'll stay in Delaware. Thank you.
From the DC radio company. All right. So, and by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't know this voice, the voice of reason, here I am, yes. And when I look at number 7 this week on the talkers list, the whole foolish outcry of Ellen DeGeneres supporters who can't believe she sat next to George Bush at a football game, get a life. Will you, for God's sakes, get a life? If that's the most important thing in your life, and it just so underscores the intolerance in our society when people think that someone who's a gay woman can't like George Bush because when he was president he may have done something that wasn't good for gays. Get a life! And by the way, he was president 20 years ago. Anyway, go ahead.
Has anyone noticed that there was no outrage against Bush for hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
There was no outrage.
I know. I just
yeah, right, not at all. Right, and I know it gets kind of ugly because that's the laugh line. But on the other side, this is a woman who's been accused of physically and mentally abusing her wife, Portia de Rossi. And I suppose if you really wanted to be a hater out there, you could bring that up. I just noticed that there was none of that.
Who accused
at all,
her?
So Portia did. And it's been in and out of
right?
the...
been married.
I think so. Rumors, but yeah, they are. Yeah.
But, you know, I followed this story very closely all week on BuzzFeed, which I read to do the quizzes before I go to sleep at night, and find out my archetype and what spirit animal I was in a past life, and
probably
things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually. I was usually a tiger, things like that. Well,
wow.
I've been a phoenix. Anyway. What was most people were angry with her for hanging out with what they termed a war criminal, and which was very interesting. And most of these people were not, you know, were barely born around the time of the Gulf War. And what I found interesting was, I was reading a lot of the tweets in these in the stories. None of them were mentioning Rummy and Cheney, and I'm thinking, you know, really the architects of the Iraq War were Rummy and Cheney.
That's
far
true.
More than
yeah.
Bush, if you want
just
to
a lot deer in the headlights.
Blame.
Yeah, right.
Right, so I found that fascinating. I thought that her, her monologue, her bit was very well done. I think she made a really good point about being friends with people. Then she was attacked for that.
Yeah,
yes.
Ridiculous. This country has a real problem with its soul and its psyche. It really does. When you get into that kind of nonsense, get a life. It also shows you how destructive. We have other examples every week of how destructive the social media is. It really is very destructive.
Hey, Doug, to your point, if I may, here in Delaware, we have a Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, who is disparaged and vilified by the left, the far left here in Delaware, because he has the outrageous audacity to work with Republicans. He goes across the aisle for goodness sake, and works with Republicans on creating bills that help small businesses throughout the nation. Outrage. He must be canceled.
He's a good guy.
Bite it.
He's
all
a
right,
good
let's
guy.
Keep
he's a,
moving.
Does a good job.
Speaking, this week was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was last week as the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar began and then ended with Yom Kippur. And with the end of Yom Kippur came a shootout at a German synagogue. Again, back to hatred, vitriol, Germany and its roots with the skinheads and Hitler youth and all the other horrors that you can imagine. That coming back to the surface once again. I guess it, in a sense, comes out of the same wheelhouse as the Ellen George Bush thing. Intolerance, not interested in understanding what the rest of the world is all about. I'm right, you're wrong, and don't tell me anything differently because I won't believe you anyway. So here we have another shooting. And
I think don't you think this is worse, though? This takes it to the nth
timing
degree. And
of it.
Yeah, this was that's disgusting. It was really disgusting. And here we had again the live streaming.
Yeah,
and about 2,000 people watched it. Yeah. And Victoria, you probably know better than the rest of us how anti-Semitism is reportedly growing in Europe, and Germany, paradoxically, is considered to be very, very friendly to Jews outside of this this one murderous hater. It only a locked door prevented this murderer from killing more of the 51 people observing Yom Kippur, limiting the death toll. But still, Germany, I found that quite surprising. Victoria, maybe you didn't?
Well, the only thing that I found slightly less surprising was that it was in East Germany. And I could be wrong about this, but I think that in East Germany, it has been a little more difficult to counter some of the latent anti-Semitism which festered after the Second World War than in West Germany.
Well, there's the business about how the Polish people react, even Lithuania. You go to those areas, and it's not highly reported because not a lot of news media in these areas, although there's more in Poland now. But certainly, how many people do you know go to Latvia, Lithuania, some of those eastern countries that were part of the old Soviet Union, where the kind of prejudice we're talking about is rampant, was and still is.
There's been less time for combating it, you know, in East Germany since the fall of the wall, and in some of these other countries since they've broken with the Soviet Union.
Speaking of what you know well, Victoria, I mean, this is not in the top 10, but it's outside of it. Close, I would think it would have vied for, you know, with some of these other controversies, it would have been vying for a position. Boris Johnson, Brexit, the Queen sort of capitulates because she doesn't have a choice, and so now Parliament is once again on recess, and what happens. Because we talk about some of these things, the split between the Irish and, I was thinking about how England, what used to be England is now the United Kingdom, with all the wars that brought the Welsh in, the Scottish in, I guess the Irish too, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you wonder if this, how it gets to the point, how it gets this far, any of these things, whether it's the racial prejudice we're talking about, or whether it's the lack of understanding what will really happen to the United Kingdom if Brexit is followed through or takes place. What's the latest there from your perspective?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, you know, you put yourself in cold water and you slowly turn the heat up and you just genuinely don't believe that it's ever going to boil. And I think
especially
that's
if it's got ice cubes in the water.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, and nobody really believes that any of this could happen, or that Britain could break up, and actually it could break up. This actually could happen, but at the moment there is some kind of new Brexit deal on the cards. Now, whether this could actually happen by Halloween, who knows? And in fact, Halloween's not the real deadline. The real deadline is October the 19th, because by that date Boris Johnson has to get a deal. Or he has to, because there's a law that says if he hasn't got a deal, he has to request an extension from the European Union. Now, so he's actually got, you know, a week. So we'll see if he can. And he said totally contradictory things. Surprise. He has said, yes, I'll seek an extension. I'll abide by the law. But we're going to be out by the 31st, and I'd rather die in a ditch than not be out by the 31st. So this is going to be very interesting to see if Boris Johnson's going to die in a ditch.
Interesting visualization. 43 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review. There is a real need in our country, as I wash my mouth out with soap, but we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. Halloween will mean we overeat, lots of sweets and candy, put on some weight. It isn't just your children, it's you. You know it, and I know it. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and we go into the Christmas party season, we go into Christmas and New Year's, and on it goes. And so, don't you think a real good defense is an offense? Let's start now, for those of you who know you're going to have to lose weight. Let's start now by getting on the Calitrin program, Calotren. The program is pretty simple, and it always works. If you stick to the program and you take it consistently, you will win when it comes to the weight loss game, the war against your fat. Calitrin. And you take four of these capsules at night, go to sleep, let it go to work. And the program, if you stay on it for 4, 5, 6 months, not only will you lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. That's the magic here. It keeps it off once the collagen starts working again in your system. Get a better night's rest and shed pounds with Calitrin. Go to Calitrin, Calotren, Calitrin.com, if you please, and take advantage of their big sale. Right now, there are fabulous ways of saving money. Free shipping as well when you use the DJV code. So go to Calitrin.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. There's some good stories of people's weight loss progress. Facebook.com/Calitrin or Calitrin.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Back to the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen from WDEL and Victoria Jones, the DC radio company. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program and Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer and your Hidden Power.
Wow.
Wow. Go to DougSteffen.com. Check all those things out. Meanwhile, the severe weather, number 10 this week. This is certainly going to start a conversation about climate change again. And whether we, in the first week of October, ought to have 2 feet of snow in the Northern Rockies, listen, you make up your own mind. Just stay away from there. One thing I found out, because I'm flying this weekend, is how it has jammed and crammed all the east-west flights, because there were a lot of flights that were canceling out of Denver and some of the other areas up in the eastern northwest, if you will. It was really, and the snow's coming down. As of we were talking and doing this on Friday, a lot of snow there, and the storms actually on the East Coast. There was a nor'easter that was supposed to pound and didn't really. One of the things that people are talking about, actually, I wonder if they are with you, Rick and Victoria, the lack of real clarity when it comes to weather forecasting, meteorology. People are. They get angry. It's an inexact science because Mother Nature's liable, you know, things change. I thought most of the time they're predicting the short, early on stuff is pretty accurate. The 10-day forecast usually are not.
Bad 10-day, I don't even believe. Just be glad you're not flying to Japan.
Because?
Because they're expecting a typhoon that is the biggest typhoon since the late 1950s.
Ah, lovely. There you go. Yeah, no. I'm imagining a few cancellations there as well. The hitting this weekend, is that it?
Yeah, imminent.
Yeah. All right, we'll find out next week on the Talk Radio Review whether the president has started another war or not. That'll be something we'll talk about during the week probably too on a lot of these.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Roll on a cream. Look for the silver Salon Pause box in the pain relief aisle. Salon Pause, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
It is 53 at the hour. That's what it is. Time for us to review the top five technology items from the week, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here to put a voice to her work. Number five, as we work to number one, is a focus on Hulu and offline downloads. Okay, so let's have it. Do I need to continue to pay for Hulu?
Yes, you do have to pay for Hulu. However,
but
the
should
offline,
I? Is it worthwhile? My pal depends. Jonathan Tucker is doing a movie. They're doing a whole group of stories, and each
for
one
Hulu?
Of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, all of the streams, the streaming services are really putting a lot of money into original programming, and that's gonna this time next year we're all just gonna be scratching our heads trying to figure out how we're gonna pay our bill for
to
watch.
You're gonna go back to regular TV because it's too damned expensive.
So Hulu has now added offline downloads, meaning just like Netflix and Amazon Prime, they're really behind on this one actually, but it means that you can download in advance movies and TV shows and things that you want to watch if you're going to be without a Wi-Fi or internet connection. So if you're going to be boarding a flight and you want to stock up on some old episodes of The Golden Girls, you can do that on Hulu. The only thing is that you have to have the premium plan in order to do this. So the $11.99 a month plan is the only plan that will allow you to do offline downloads. If you have the basic plan, which is $6 a month, you won't be able to. So again, it's yet another thing you have to make the decision. Who has the best programming? Who has the best programming for your lifestyle? And then decide who gets your $12, $13.
I want to know where the farm programs are. I want to. What network? Which one of these streaming services has the farm programs? That's what I want to know.
I am unfamiliar with any of them having that.
Uh-oh. All right, number four is something that makes sense. It's a pretty interesting health combination story with technology.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In a major step in Apple's push to market its Apple Watch as a health and fitness device, it's working with private Medicare insurers. And so Devoted Health is a Medicare company that's based in Florida for right now. That's the only place that they are that they have coverage. But they have 4,000 members, and they're offering a $150 discount in what they call wellness bucks towards the cost of an Apple Watch. And an Apple Watch, the new Series 5, will be about $399. And so other Medicare Advantage insurers are also looking to do similar things. They want, basically, they want people to have the thing about the Apple Watch, it's waterproof, so you can, if you have an elderly relative, make sure, you know, you want to make sure that they're wearing it while they're in the shower or the bath. It has a heart rate monitor, and it has fall detection. And those are the real health benefits.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Exactly. And those are the real health benefits of the Apple Watch. And not to mention the fact that you can also transfer your health data, and you can actually send that to your doctor's office, which is also pretty cool. So Fitbit is similar. It has a lot of the same features. I don't know if it has the fall detection, but Blue Shield of California is also getting involved in this, and a lot of corporations want their employees to move more, so if you hit 10,000 steps a day, some companies are actually giving you a discount on your health insurance for that reason. But
free fish sticks on Friday.
Yeah, I think in the Medicare arena, I think it's a great thing to give discounts on those.
Number three, Uber Pets. Let's get a ride for our pets.
Yeah,
can you put
Uber,
a dog in a car without a person? Take the dog somewhere?
No, if you book if you book an Uber or a Lyft right now, it's very up in the air. If the driver shows up and you've got your dog or your cat with you, some of the drivers have allergies. They don't want to pick you up if you've got a dog.
Yeah.
Now Uber Pet is actually launching a program that will be a surcharge of $3 to $5 included in the upfront pricing if you check off that you have a dog with you. So they're going to start this program on the 16th of the month, and they're going to test it out in various cities.
Wait a minute.
Then we'll see what happens.
You have an allergy to dogs, you have to pay the drivers.
Certain drivers, no,
more?
Certain drivers will opt out if they don't want to take pets. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, time to get your real ID. This is very important. Listen up, boys and girls.
Yep, starting October 1st of next year, the real ID law takes effect. Now, this is the enhanced driver's license. This is the only way you'll be able to fly domestically unless you want to use your passport. 3 out of 4 Americans do not have a real ID, even though this will be a hard and fast law.
Don't have a passport either. Yeah.
And most people don't have a passport. They say that 78,000 people are going to get stuck at the airport the day one next year, so don't be one of those people.
FBI number one.
Yeah, the FBI made tens of thousands of unauthorized searches related to U.S. citizens between 2017 and 2018, and so they are in big trouble. They spied on their friends and family, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.